North in the findings of an investigation into business dealings involving then MLA member Iris Robinson and Peter Robinson at a time, as I say, that Iris Robinson was a member of the Northern Ireland Assembly. The inquiry was carried out by the Assembly's Committee on Standards and Privileges following an investigation by the BBC's Spotlight programme some 4 years ago. Our Northern editor Tommy Gorman joins us now from Belfast. Just remind us of the background to this business dealings, Tommy.
Goes back to 2008, and at that time Iris Robinson was a Westminster MP as well as a member of the Stormont Assembly. She's the wife of the DUP leader, Peter Robinson, and unknown to him, she was having an affair with a teenager. And he was looking to establish a business running a coffee shop along the Laggan. As part of his business plan, he needed money, and she secured some £50,000 for him from two developers to help with this business plan, and she also got back £5,000 of it for, she said she was going to use that for charitable purposes. And that was in 2008, and the story broke at the end of 2009, the start of 2010, following the airing of a BBC programme. And there was a huge political fuss around that time. Peter Robinson stepped aside for a number of weeks as First Minister. Arlene Foster stepped into his place. And during that gap, there was an inquiry set up by the Standards Commissioner who investigates alleged breaches of the Stormont Assembly Standards and Privileges. And his report was carried out over a number of years, it has to be said, Richard, and there were considerable representations made to it by the Robinson family, including medical evidence that was presented. His report then went to the Standards and Privileges Committee, and it published all the documentation today in a rather chaotic way, it has to be said. Journalists were brought in at 11:15 and given a 220-page document with a 12 o'clock embargo, and you could ask questions immediately after you received this very detailed document. So the main finding is that Iris Robinson was found to have breached the standards codes for Assembly members by not registering those three business transactions, the two sums of £25,000 that she received from two developers and passed on to her lover at the time, and the £5,000 that she got back. But on all other charges against her, she was found to have not breached any codes, and Peter Robinson was exonerated on all counts.
She, as you said at the outset, Tommy, is now gone from politics. So is there any sanction with these findings, or given that she's moved on?
An interesting question. The chairperson of that assembly committee, a man called Alistair Ross, he's actually a member of the DUP. The DUP had four of the 11 members on the committee. Now, its findings are said to be unanimous. He was asked about that today, and he said that on the scale of things, this would be seen to be a serious breach of the code of standards. And the kind of sanctions that can apply is a person is asked to make an apology, or if it's more serious, they can be suspended for a time or asked to repay an amount of money. And he said this would be seen as serious. He wasn't going to say exactly what might be recommended in the circumstances, because Iris Robinson has retired from public life. So there's actually no sanction that can be carried out against her, no political fallout for her, because she's no longer a person in public life. And it was quite significant, if you look at the actual document, that considerable medical evidence was presented on her behalf, and that as a result there was a lot of redacting taking place of the report, in particular of texts that would have been exchanged by her and the young man in question, and by others as well. And we have been told many times in recent years that she continues to have fragile health.
As you say, the report found that Peter Robinson didn't breach the code. Any findings against Kirk McCambley?
Well, there couldn't be findings against him because he's not a member of the Assembly. And I suppose, Richard, in some respects, this had quite a narrow focus because it was in relation to the elected members of the Assembly. And I suppose the more relevant political chamber in many respects would be Castlereagh Borough Council, because it was the place that actually provided the contract for the business that Mr. McCambley was carrying out. But this particular report was confined to the work of the Assembly and its Standards and Privileges Committee.
Tommy, thanks for that. Our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman.